Hello, everyone. I'm Prophet Slew. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I want to let y'all know that the new devotional is out. We have a new memory verse of the week. Every Sunday, we start with a new memory verse and a verse of the day. So our memory verse of the week is Psalm 66:19. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Psalm 66:19. The verse of the day is Hebrews 12:2. Looking to Jesus, the founder, the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that has set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. Subject, looking to Jesus. Okay. You can find this at the bottom of the, every podcast has something in it at the bottom of the bio. In the bottom of the bio on Noonday Prayer, you'll find the prayer of the month and things that you should pray for. At the devotional, you will find the memory verse, a verse of the day. You will even find further reading and a reference at the bottom of each one. And if you're looking for prayer, anointing oil, devotionals, just to talk about something you read, please message me. You could do that if you click the link in my bio. It takes you to Linktree. All those podcasts or all those places have a messaging service. You can message me on there. At the bottom of the screen, it has my Facebook, my email. You can message me on that as well. Like I tell everyone, Surrender Ministries is the first tab. If you click that tab, it takes you to a chat box. That chat box, you can chat with me about anything. You can ask me devotionals. You can have me explain a devotional, whatever you need. I am there. If I don't have the answers, we surely pray and God will have the answers for us. Because today is Sunday, we don't do names. Wednesdays, we don't do names. We just practically pray and we enjoy the Holy Spirit moving, okay? So let's get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for today, Father God. We thank you for loving us and taking care of us. And most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you to continue to direct us and mold us and shape us. Father God, we surrender to you all our problems. Father God, help us to look to you. Help us to not look to other things to help us find peace, but look to you, Father God. Father God, if we are doing that now in our life, is looking for things to give us peace and look for things to solve our problems, help us not to do that. Father God, help us depend on you and you alone, Father God. Help us to rely on you. Father God, forgive us of the sins we have done, knowing and unknowingly. We thank you for your mercy and grace, Father God. We thank you for being our shepherd, our guide, our provider. We thank you for being faithful, Father God. Father God, help us to be faithful to you. Help us to read our word. Help us to pray, Father God. Most of all, help us to seek your face. Father God, we ask you to watch over the people that's in the hospital rooms. We ask you to send your angels to them, Father God, and watch over them, Father God. Even the ones that they don't know what's wrong with them, Father God, reveal it to the doctor. Reveal it to the nurse. Reveal it to someone to show this is what this person has. Father God, we ask you to bless and keep them. We ask you to watch over the women that are giving birth. We ask you to watch over the people that are going into surgery right now. Father God, even watch over a surgeon. Father God, we just thank you and we praise your holy name. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over the people that are suicidal, full of anxiety. We ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of anxiety and depression off these people right now. Father God, we ask you right now to give them strength to seek you. Father God, we ask you right now to help them to seek help if they need it, Father God. Father God, most of all, help them to stay focused on you. Help them to release the problems that's causing this issue. Father God, we ask you to watch over anyone that has a mental issue, Father God, bipolar, schizophrenic, anything like that, Father God. We ask you to lead and guide them, Father God. Father God, we rebuke any sickness or disease that's on anyone that's listening, anyone that's out there, Father God. We ask you to watch over people that has the flu, COVID, chicken pox, measles, anything like that, Father God. We ask you to remove it off of them, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help them stay focused. Watch over people that need healing in their legs and their knees and ankles, Father God. Watch over people that has arthritis and dementia, Father God. Father God, touch them right now, Father God. Watch over people that are trying to lose weight, that has high blood pressure issues, has diabetes, Father God, touch them. Help them eat healthy. Help them to be able to control their eating habits. And Father God, I know that's hard to do, but Father God, help them through it, Father God. Father God, watch over the young kids that's going to college, that's having prom. I think most of them are through a prom, but the ones that are going to prom, Father God, watch over them, Father God. Help them to keep themselves holy, Father God, because there's a lot they can get into, but Father God, help them to keep themselves holy. Father God, I ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. I ask you to help them to think about their future. Help them to think about their self and their self-respect, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over anyone that's dealing with lust, dealing with corns, drop the K, add a P. Father God, we ask you to watch over them. We ask you to keep them safe and sound, Father God. Father God, we ask you to direct their paths, Father God. We ask you to help them to leave that behind, Father God. Father God, rebuke the spirit of lust off them. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of perversion. We rebuke the spirit of disappointment, rejection, gluttony, torture, pain. We rebuke it right now. We send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of witchcraft. Father God, we rebuke any warlocks and witches that are listening. Father God, rebuke them in their mind, Father God, and what they're trying to do. Father God, we rebuke them. We rebuke the watcher spirit that's listening, Father God. We bind and blind that spirit right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to help people that are struggling with their religion, the ones that are struggling to read their Bible, the ones that are struggling to pray, Father God. Help them to get those prayer sessions in. Get those Bible reading in, Father God. Help them understand what they're reading. A lot of people say, I can't understand the Bible. But Father God, place a good version of the Bible in their presence, Father God. Help them to read a good version where they can apply it to your life. Help them to, most of all, listen to the Holy Spirit to help them do it. Father God, we just thank you and bless your holy name. Father God, watch over the principals and the teachers, the nurses, the daycare owners, the people that works at Family Dollar, Walmart, Sam's, Petco's, Walgreens, CVS. Watch over these people while they're at work, Father God, because it's people that tries to attack people while they're at work now. They try to bully them. They try to fight them if something's wrong, Father God. And we ask you right now to put a covering over these people. We ask you to help them get to work the way they need to get to work, the way they need to stay at work, Father God. Let no harm or danger come their way. Father God, watch over the people that are dealing with divorces, and they're newly single, they're newly married. Watch over those set of people, Father God. Cover them in your blood, Father God. Help them to communicate. Help the ones that are newly divorced to feel okay. Help them to understand that everything happens for a reason, that you're there with them, Father God. Father God, we just thank you and praise your name. We're going to pause right quick. If you have any anointing oil, please anoint yourself. If you don't, it's okay. If you need it, please contact me and send you a small vow. Okay, everybody should have anointed themselves by now. Like I said, if you don't have it, don't worry about it. We're going to speak in tongues for about 3 minutes. Okay, let's do it. Se ripo se dre na robo se dre. Irisa de robo ki dre se dre. And the robo se dre ki na robo se dre. And the risa de robo ki dre se dre. And the risa robo ki dre se dre. And the risa robo ki dre se dre. He said the robo ki re na robo se dre. He risa de robo ki dre se dre. He said the robo se dre ki na robo ki dre se dre. He da the robo se dre. He da robo ki dre se robo ki dre se dre. He risa de re. He da the robo ki re na robo ki dre se dre. And the risa de robo ki dre se dre. He said the robo ki na robo ki dre se dre. And the robo ki re. He risa de re. He risa de robo ki dre se dre. He na the robo se dre. He na the risa de re. Father God, you showing me a woman that's walking across the street. She has a pinkish, reddish shirt on. She has blue jeans on, brown, sandy hair. She has a purse crossed over her shoulders. Father God, she's walking across the parking lot. She's saying aloud, I need food for my family. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Father God, I ask you right now, wherever her attention is, would she go in that store, watch over her? Father God, give her, help her to meet someone that will help her supply her needs. Father God, we actually help her find money on the ground to supply her needs. Help her not do what she has intentions of doing, Father God. Father God, I ask you to bless and keep her, Father God. I ask you to help her find a job to take care of her, Father God. Even if she's on that job, Father God, we ask you right now to help them give her more pay, Father God. Father God, help her to be able to provide for her family, Father God. Help her to rely on you and not doing what she wants to do, Father God. Help her to rely on you, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over her, Father God. I ask you to help her not to steal, Father God. I ask you to help her not to do what she wants to do in that store right now, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to turn it around, Father God. Father God, I ask you to send a blessing her way, Father God. Father God, I ask you if it's not her time to have that blessing, Father God, I ask you to show her a better way, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to move. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to move. Say, repo, say, Terina droboki dresedri. He risa droboki rena rebosedri. He risa drobokere. He risa droboki neresedri. And the risa droboki dresedri. And the risa droboki dresedri. And the risa se dere. Iri se de robo se. I da da robo kine se dere. I na de robo se dere. Iri se de robo se dere. I na de robo kire se re robo kire se re se te. A robo kere. Father God, watch over the man that he's sitting in the front seat of his car, Father God. He's crying out to you, Father God. He got a weapon on his thigh, Father God. Right now, he feels weak, Father God. Right now, he don't feel worthy of nothing right now, Father God. Right now, he feel like he can't make it. He can't do it, Father God. But Father God, I know you can, Father God. I ask you to send him back home, Father God. I ask you to let the weapon not load, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch him and make him know that you love him, Father God. I ask him to let him think of you, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help him depend on you and you alone, Father God. Help him not to depend on no one else, Father God. Say, Rebo said, Rina the Robo Kina said, He not the Resed Resete. He not the Robo Sete. He not the Robo Kina said, Resete. He not the Resete. He Resete. He Resete. He not the Resete Robote. He not the Rebo Sete. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our prayer, Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I ask you to reign in my life, Lord. Let your word increase in my life. Please bless me in my increase, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things of your words. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with the holy fire, Lord. I take every authority, every demon that is released against me and my family, Lord. I rest at the night. Rest at night because your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, I forgot my notebook. It's here somewhere. Okay, give me just a quick second. Sorry. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. Remember to read Proverbs 21. Remember to pray for anyone that has trauma, substance abuse, and PTSD. Remember, if you go to Saturday's Noonday Prayer, at the bottom will be the list of ones that we had last week. Okay, I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you can, share your social media. Thank you. Be blessed.